Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Marshall and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. You just heard Sleeping with the Television On by Billy Joel, and that is off of Glass Houses. And I think I've played a different song from that album for the past 3 weeks. I don't know, I'm forgetting exactly what motivated me to start listening to that particular album. I think I heard one of the, I'm forgetting which one, but I heard one of them on the radio a few weeks ago, and it prompted me to start listening to that whole album. And I've really enjoyed it. I've loved The Stranger for years, and that's always kind of been my favorite of Billy Joel's, but I've enjoyed exploring some more, and I really enjoy that song. I hope you did too, by Billy Joel. So yeah, we have a great show coming up, so I hope you stick around. But up first, there's a little bit of a backstory to these next couple of songs. So Paul Simon just sold his catalog for, I want to say, I'm forgetting exactly how much money, but millions and millions of dollars, I presume, which comes a couple months after Bob Dylan did the same, and his catalog sold for, I think, $400 million. So two pretty huge deals in the music world, and specifically those two incredible songwriters. But there was an article posted, I think, on... I want to say on NBC News or something like that, basically talking about how Paul Simon has sold his music and is destined to be a footnote to Bob Dylan and the Beatles in the future, and that he will kind of lose relevance. And naturally, many of Paul Simon's fans were outraged, and I'm among them. As someone who, you know, I think maybe my two favorite artists are Bob Dylan and the Beatles. I love Paul Simon's music with my whole heart, and you know, I think that many of his songs hold their own and stand out, you know, even against the greats of Dylan and the Beatles. So I personally disagree with the article 100%. You know, again, even as a fan of Bob Dylan and the Beatles, and you know, I'm interested to know, you know, what the motivation behind writing that article was, but you know, regardless, I think it was a little silly and unnecessarily, you know, putting such a great songwriter in a weird frame, I guess. But anyway, to bring some more appreciation to his music, at least in this group of listeners, I'd love to play a couple of Paul Simon songs. So up first is Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes.
She's a rich girl, she don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket. Empty as a pocket with nothing to lose. Sing ta-na-na, ta-na-na, ta-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Ta-na-na, ta-na-na, she got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. 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 Say she's crazy, she got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of your shoes. She was physically forgotten, but then she slipped into my pocket with my car keys. She said, "You've taken me for granted because I please you. Wearing these diamonds." And I could say, ooh, ooh, as if everybody knows what I'm talking about. As if everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Changes clothes and he puts on aftershave to compensate for his ordinary shoes. And she said, "Honey, take me dancing," but they ended up by sleeping in a doorway by the bodegas and the lights on over Broadway, wearing diamonds on the soles of their shoes. And I could say, ooh, everybody you would know what I was talking about. I mean, everybody you would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about soles of my shoes, yeah. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of my shoes. Thank you. One and one half wandering Jews, free to wander wherever they choose, are traveling together in the sangre de Cristo, in the blood of Christ mountains of New Mexico. On the last leg of a journey they started a long time ago, the arc of a love affair. Rainbows in the high desert air, mountain passes slipping into stones, hearts and bones, hearts and bones, hearts and bones. Thinking back to the season before, looking back through the cracks in the door, two people were married, the act was outrageous, the bride was contagious, she burned like a bride. These events may have had some effect on the man with the girl by his side, the arc of a love affair. His hands rolling down her hair. Love like lightning shaking till it moans. Hearts and bones. Hearts and bones. Hearts and bones. Hearts and bones. Said, why don't we drive through the night? We'll wake up down in Mexico. Oh, why? I don't know nothing about no Mexico. And tell me why won't you love me? For who I am, where I am. He said, 'cause that's not the way the world is, baby. That's not the way the world is, baby. This is how I love you, baby.
This is how I love you, baby.
This is how I love you, baby. Return to their natural coasts, to resume old acquaintances, and step out occasionally and speculate who had been damaged the most. Easy time will determine if these consolations will be their reward. The arc of a love affair, waiting to be restored. Take two bodies and you twirl them into one. They're hard.
hearts and bones. Hearts and bones. Hearts and bones. Hearts and bones. Thank you.
cover under the canopy. Can I please come over in my green Land Rover? You're like a bossa nova playing in the heart of me.
Welcome back to the studio once again. My name is Marshall, and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. To recap again, you first heard Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes by Paul Simon, and I played a couple songs by him. I guess kind of my own response to the recent article that I mentioned earlier that was posted about how Paul Simon will go down as a footnote to the Beatles and Bob Dylan, which I wholeheartedly disagree with. And again, as I mentioned, as a huge fan of all three artists, I think that's entirely untrue, and I'll do anything in my, you know, small amount of power to make sure that doesn't happen by continuing to play his music and share his incredible songwriting. So that one comes from Graceland, which I think is one of my all-time favorite albums, hands down. You know, cover to cover, it's absolutely incredible. And it's very unique too. If you don't know the album, or the backstory of the album, he went down to South Africa, kind of in the heart of the apartheid era, I guess, and collaborated with a number of South African local music groups to just create an absolute masterpiece. And it's hard to describe because it's so unique, but it's this, you know, fusion of his own style with the South African music, and it really is a very worldly piece, and it's just an incredible. So if you don't know the album, you should absolutely listen to it. If you do, I'm sure you feel the same way about it as I do. Next was Hearts and Bones, from the album titled Hearts and Bones. And that one I actually hadn't heard before, but John Mayer was one of the Paul Simon fans who was outraged by that article. So he posted a number of songs on his Instagram story, to do the same thing, to keep spreading his music. And that was one I hadn't heard and immediately went and listened to and kind of fell in love with immediately, which, again, is a testament to how incredible so many of his songs are. So I hope you enjoyed those two from Paul Simon. The next two were by Beatenburg off of the Hanging Gardens of Beatenburg. So first was Pluto, and then it transitions into Southern Suburbs. And I think that transition is so great and so well done. But that band was recommended to me by a friend a couple years ago. And I've played a few of their songs, mostly from this album, over the years. But it kind of had a resurgence in my music taste last year when I was showing this music to my friends Scott and Peter when we were quarantining up in Vermont, and that kind of became the soundtrack of our quarantine, which, you know, a year ago today was kind of the middle of that, at least, you know, for that semester. So it's been nice to kind of, you know, rekindle that soundtrack, I guess, and listen to those songs, and they rarely fail to put me in a good mood. So I hope you enjoyed those two from Beatenburg. We'll get right back into the music. Up next is a Grateful Dead song, as always. I kind of did my usual. I scrolled through their list of shows and picked one. This one, I think it's from September of 1972, which is one of my favorite Grateful Dead years. And this is a great version of Morning Dew. So we'll get right into that after a quick PSA.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Thank you.
in the morning.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome back to the studio one last time. Again, my name is Marshall and you've been listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. To recap again, you first heard a version of Morning Dew by the Grateful Dead, and that was live from the Spectrum in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, from September 21st of 1972. That's one of my favorite Grateful Dead songs. It's a cover of a kind of a traditional folk song, and I just think they do it so well, and it's one of their more emotional songs, and the way it builds, I always think, is pretty incredible. So hope you enjoyed that version of Morning Dew. Next was It Is Not Meant to Be. That was by Tame Impala off of Inner Speaker, which is their first album. And they announced, I think last week, that they're doing a live stream in a couple weeks of the whole album, front to back, live from Australia, where Kevin Parker records and produces all of his albums. So I'm excited for that. I think it was supposed to be a 10-year anniversary. It was released in 2010, but I think the actual celebrations that they, or, you know, tributes they would have done, got disrupted due to COVID, naturally. So it's cool they're making it up this year and doing that live stream. So I'm excited to watch that in a couple of weeks. But yeah, that's about all the time that we have today. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, be sure to tune back in next week. Same time, Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. We're really in the home stretch now. There's only a few shows left, so I hope you join me for the last few, and we can have some more fun and listen to some more music. So until next week, stay safe and healthy. Enjoy the nice weather. And to send you off, here is a live version of a Theo Katzman song. This is live from Berlin, but this is Plain Jane Heroine.
There's a stain upon the couch from where I tried to get you high. There's a bruise upon my leg again. I thought we were making love, but you were sticking it in my thigh. Now I can't feel my face again. I'm hooked on the Plain Jane Heroin. Yeah, Berlin. I'm hooked on the Oh yeah, I will never be the same without you, Jane, and your heroine. Yeah. Sober and the days are all the same. The sun goes up and down again. But when I think about the way she felt inside my veins, I get bags under my eyes again.
I'm hooked on the plain Jane heroin.
Good night.
And then he lets me pull his hair. I like the way his kisses taste. Won't ever let him go to waste. Sugar, sugar, sugar love. Sugar, sugar, sugar love. Sugar, sugar, sugar love. Sugar, sugar love. He makes me feel so good inside. I like to take him for a ride. Take me for a ride, Moscow. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Will Wiesenfeld. I'm back, and you're listening to WMFO Bedford. Shake my,